Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, there are two basic fundamental templates provided by the New Testament for the life and work of the early church. Two job descriptions, two images, which gave some direction to their energy and expression to their faith, which described, even for us 2,000 years later, what was going on in the early church. First of all, there was the image of the shepherd and the flock. Jesus, described in John's Gospel as the good shepherd, and the adjective in Greek is kalos. It means able, competent, effective, the good shepherd. And then Peter told in that same gospel of John to feed my lambs and feed my sheep. And in Matthew and Mark, Jesus was profoundly moved on occasion with compassion when he took a close look at the crowd that gathered around him because they looked like sheep without a shepherd. And so he taught them. And he healed them. That's an image of care for a settled community, residential community, an image of total care for its members, doing everything possible to make them strong, healthy, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Sometimes, however, people react negatively to the image, feeling it suggests too much docility or mindless obedience as an expectation of the sheep. But the point of the image really is the shepherd, insisting that the shepherd care for them, that the shepherd love them, that the shepherd serve them, that the shepherd even give over his life if necessary, and never be just like the hired hand that runs off. So that's one image, shepherd, flock. Second image, fundamental pattern suggested by the New Testament for the work of the early church, for its existence and mission, is about outreach. It's a template for missionary life. Not shepherds, but fishermen. Going out in all kinds of weather, trying to read the signs of the weather in order to be effective and safe, but going out in all kinds of weather, bringing in others, filling the nets. Of course, if we push and stretch that image too far, well, then we start thinking about menus, but that's not the issue. Consuming fish on Friday or whatever. It's the going out. It risks, if we think about fish too much, the main point, that God wants a community to grow. That God wants a community to be vital and to be extended by new members, not merely its own strength and health, but by additions. Not a community closed off or isolated or consumed with self-care, but a community that is open, that's eager, seeking others to join the work, give witness to the work of God in the world. This morning I thought all of a sudden that it struck me that these are both images of God at work. And the Hebrew name for God, the sacred name for God, is actually a verb. Now, we're cautious about saying it out of respect for the name of God, and also cautious about saying it because of concern for the reverence that the Orthodox Jewish community has. They never say it. But the word itself is Yahweh, and it means that he who makes happen what happens. He who makes to be what is. So in both cases, it really is reflecting the fact that God is a verb. God is at work. Whether we're talking about the shepherd or whether we're talking about the fisherman, it's really about the work of God, and that latter is precisely what today's gospel is all about being missionary, a mandate to launch out no matter whether we caught anything all night long by ourselves or not, to lower the nets, to bring in a great catch with nets that are almost torn and bursting. It's about a partnership in that missionary activity. Jesus giving direction, yes, but the team of Peter and Andrew and James and John casting out the nets, pulling them in, cleaning and repairing and mending and carefully folding. It's about actually every single one of our own professions, whatever we do in the course of the week, our own occupations, being part of this missionary activity of the community of Jesus. This really is a perfect Sunday with these readings to introduce the annual stewardship appeal. Isaiah, profoundly unworthy, cleansed by grace, saying, "Send me. Send me." And Paul saying, remember, the heart of the message is Jesus dying and rising to embrace new members. And then that series of six different groups within the early church, Peter, and then the 12, and then 500 men and women, and then James, and then the apostles, and finally Paul. And then we could add a seventh, I suppose, ourselves. Somehow, by God's grace, witnesses to the resurrection. And then finally Jesus, insisting that it's not about fish, it's about people. About new people whose lives enhance the vitality of the church and its mission and its work. Next Sunday afternoon, we'll have the RCIA rite of election here. And the following Sunday as well. A wonderful rite. I miss having the opportunity to be part of it. A wonderful ritual that welcomes all kinds of people into communion, baptism, communion with the whole church. So that we might be blessed by their presence and energized by their faith and conviction. Here at the cathedral, fortunately, the acoustics and the architectural design does not allow for the video to be shown. The theme of this year's collection is Alive in Faith. It echoes the year of faith proclaimed by Pope Benedict XVI for the whole world. It's the result of the gift of the Spirit to make us strong, loving, and wise. We have something like 700,000 Catholics here in southeastern Wisconsin. That includes those, for all kinds of reasons, who aren't registered. 700,000 Catholics. And so the stewardship appeal includes Nazareth Project to help sustain married life and family life. It includes intercultural and multicultural services to the deaf and hearing impaired, services to those in prison, ecumenical work, to families, to parishes, stewardship, leadership. We have 204 parishes throughout this area, to schools, 113 different schools at all different levels of education, vocational direction for priests and deacons, leadership training, outreach. All of these things are part of what we're invited to participate in. And we need to be confident in these challenging times because the needs are very, very many. The goal is 7.65 million. And so this stewardship appeal is about, it's about invitation to be financially involved in all these works. But I know that it's easy enough to just write a check to get somebody off your back. I've done it myself. The real issue is partnership, just like the gospel talks about partnership. And if there's a gift, it's because it's a sign of a deeper participation in the life and work of the church to which we are all called, myself, all of us, to be part of this missionary effort and also, the care for the community out of which comes the witness to God at work in the world. That's what it's all about. Gospel of the Lord.